You know, pretty much moving into the second week of camp here. You know, we've got a few practices before we, you know, see New Orleans and then the Bears right after that. So I think this is kind of a important key time for us in terms of getting through the, you know, first few days and getting the rust off and getting back into some contact type practices to really starting to improve our level of execution. Again, in the contact part of it, blocking, defeating blocks, tackling, block protection, all those kind of things. So hopefully we can continue to do that, get involved in some additional situational football, and you know, by the end of the week, you know, be in position to compete against New Orleans when they come in here next week.
Bill, I know he's only been here a short time, but Bear Pascoe, what does he bring to the tight end competition?
Yeah, you know, Bear's an experienced player. You know, guy's had a lot of had quite a few snaps in this league. You know, primarily, you know, run blocker, and you know, short intermediate type receiver. But you know, tough guy. It's got some length and size and toughness in the running game. Let's say like similar to a Mike Williams role. I mean, different, but that concept.
Staying on the tight end. What have you seen from Bryce Williams so far?
I think Bryce has come in and done a good job. A lot to learn. It's a big adjustment for him. I think all three of the tight ends, including Derby, who you know really had very few snaps last year, but you know AJ and Shoy and Bryce have all done a good job, and it's been very probably as good a tight end situation overall from top to bottom as we've ever had here. Guys are all competitive. They can all do, you know, enough things to be competitive. So, but Bryce done a good job. Catches the ball well. He's got good good ball skills. Has a receiver background, but, you know, you can kind of see that watching him play. It shows up out there.
How far has Chris Harper come from since he got here to now?
Long way. Yep, long way. He was, you know, kind of a late add after the draft, and you know, brought him in for the minicamp. Ended up signing him. You know, had a lot of ground to make up, and he's come a long way. He's having had a real good spring, and he's built on that here in training camp. Shows good quickness, caught the ball well, so. He's doing well, but he's come a long way. He's probably made as much progress as any player has in the last calendar year, maybe a little more than that going back to last spring, but, yeah, he's come a long way.
In terms of Derby, I mean, because he was limited to what he could do last year, is there kind of an obvious difference that he's a lot further ahead than, you know, the rookie tight ends that he brought this year?
Yeah, I'd say he's ahead in some ways. You know, he's heard it before. He's been through a season. He's, you know, just has a little bit better idea of what to expect, and the second time through, of even though he didn't execute very many plays last year, he heard him. He, you know, was in the meetings. He saw how it all kind of fit together. And he's a smart kid, so I think that all benefited him. And so he's definitely had more exposure to what we do than you know Steve and Bryce have. So it gives him a little bit of an edge there.
Well, there's always been a lot of talk about edge rushers lately getting after the quarterback, but an edge player who really is good on the run is Trey Flowers, and I'm wondering what you've seen from him spring and first week of camp.
Yeah, well, you know, Trey's was it with us in training camp last year, you know, was kind of a little bit limited, never could quite you know, get his shoulder probably to 100%, you know, whatever it was. And then, you know, went on IR and, you know, missed the rest of the year. So he fought through it. He played, but, you know, he wasn't able to really explode with it like he is now. So that was a strength of his at Arkansas. And, you know, for not a tall guy, he has long arms. He has some length as a player, even though his stature is not, you know, exceptionally long, but he has long arms and he plays the run well. He's a tough kid. I mean, all those guys, Rob, Jabal, Chris, Shea, you know, Gino, Rufus. I mean, they're all pretty stout out there. Pretty, you know, got good playing strength, good length. And so that end position in the running game, you know, so far I'd say that hasn't been the major problem for us. It's been everything else.
How would you characterize his versatility inside and outside
of the line?
You know, didn't play a lot inside in college. I think there was one game against LSU where he was in there, but for the most part, he was on the edge. So that's an adjustment that he's making. He's definitely getting better at it. He has quickness and good, again, the play strength. And I would say the mentality to play in there, it's just going to come down to experience and, you know, getting comfortable. It's just a little different. You know, you're not working against as long a guy, usually a guard, and maybe not as athletic a guy as the ones that play tackle, but there's less space and, you know, the center's a lot closer to you. You know, when you're rushing against a tackle, there's usually nobody else involved. It's just the end of the tackle. When you're at inside, then, you know, it's some kind of 3-on-2, so there's another guy in there, another body in there that's generally, you know, not in play, you know, in the tackle defensive end matchup. So it's a little different, but he's making progress on it.
Seems like Donald Brown has battled through some injuries throughout his career, but he looks like he's got some nice burst so far. What have you seen here so far, and how much do you think he's picked up in terms of the offense?
Well, I think Donald's done a good job picking up the offense. I don't think that's really been an issue. You know, Donald's fast. He's got good ability to stretch the field, to get outside, to run inside. Quality kid, good worker, smart, very professional. Works hard at his job, always prepared, always does the right thing, puts a lot into it. He's been a pleasure to coach. Good to have on the team.
Slater, looks like he's getting a lot of one-on-one work with Joe Judge. I wonder what went into the decision to kind of break him away from positional drills and stuff like that to get that one-on-one work.
I mean, we've been doing that for a number of years because that's where he spends most of his time.
Yeah. And why is that kind of valuable for him?
Because that's where most of his play time is, in the kicking game. We do that with other players, too, that have that. You know, if that's their major role on the team, then, you know, the time we can get to work on it, on their individual techniques, not just the team part of the drills, punt coverage or kickoff return or whatever it is, but the individual techniques for that player, positions that he plays, that's how he improves his skills.
Regarding a guy like that, a specialist, not a kicker, punter, or long snapper, when during the course of your career did teams start to identify guys coming out of college who could be just special teams core players as opposed to guys who are on offensive defense, you put them on special teams?
I think it's kind of always been that way, Bob. I mean, from my experience, you know, even going back to when I was at the Colts, we had, you know, a couple guys that were just primarily kicking game players. And certainly, you know, with the Giants, I mean, guys like Renee Thompson, and when I was here in New England, Wiggum, and then, you know, Cleveland, certainly we had, you know, Benny Thompson, guys like that, you know, would say those group of players, Wiggum maybe more than the others, but, you know, didn't play a lot on, played some on defense or, you know, on offense, but they were really primarily special team players. Tony Bertuga back at Baltimore. I mean, those guys were core special team players. So, you know, the more guys you have in the team, the more you can specialize. The fewer guys you have, then the more, you know, you have to double up on the roles. So it's nice to have a guy that can do everything, you know, be a good offensive or defensive player, maybe a backup player, and then play well in the kicking game. Sometimes it tilts a little more one way or the other. Guy's more of an offensive or defensive player and a little lesser in the kicking game, or more of an impact player in the kicking game and maybe a little lesser on offense and defense. And those are some of the difficult roster decisions you have to make. I mean, we've probably taken more of those type of guys. I mean, Ebner didn't even play defense in college. You know, Slater was a special teams player. Drafting a kicker in the fourth round, snapper in the fifth round. We probably do more of that type of thing than most teams do.
Bill, when you have a rule change like the touchbacks on kickoffs, Do you know philosophically what right now what you're going to do, or is that a fluid situation where you need game reps and that'll kind of come?
Well, we know what we want to do. We'll see how it plays out. You know, anytime you have involve a specialist, part of your strategy involves the specialist. You know, the quarterback throws a certain type of pass. Well, you want to throw that, and if he doesn't throw another one well, you probably want to minimize that. If the punter's a good directional kicker, you might want to do more directional punting. If you're a directional team and he's not a directional punter, then you're probably less of a directional team, you know. So, or same thing with kickoffs. So I think, you know, some of it's a function of if we want to do something different, then we'd be asking Steven to do something a little bit different, and then how well that works. I mean, that's a little bit of a work in progress. So one thing about here is, like, we very rarely get, you know, a wind that just blows straight down the field one way or the other. There's a quartering effect. So usually the ball's getting pushed one way or the other, so that could play into it. I mean, it plays into the directional kick in our home field anyway for us and our opponents, but it might also, you know, have more of an effect on this rule, especially, you know, later in the year when it's generally, you know, you get a little bit more wind. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes, you know, league-wide. I don't know if we're going to see it in preseason or not. It'll be interesting to see how teams handle that. Maybe they'll do it, maybe they won't, but the first month of the season, you know, we'll see how teams really want to handle that strategy or the change.
DeAndre Carter is somebody you noticed at practice, obviously. Wondering, I know he was here last year for a little while. Wondering how you guys became interested in him in the first place out of Sacramento State from the smaller program. Just wondering how that developed.
Yeah. Well, you know, we brought him in, worked him out, and then, you know, he was here with, I would say, three or four other receivers in that time frame, not all at the same time, but maybe within a month or so of each other in that, like, late November, early December-ish range, somewhere in there. And, you know, he just, you know, impressed us. I mean, he's got good physical skills. I mean, he runs well. He's got good playing strength. He's in good condition. He's got, you know, he's got a good skill set, and relative to some of the other players that we had in here at that time, you know, we felt like he was definitely the best of those practice squad type receivers. So, you know, we committed to him in the offseason, and, you know, felt like we was the type of player we wanted to spend an offseason with, you know, put him in training camp, let him compete and see how it goes. But he's done well. I mean, he's a good kid, works really hard, has some returnability. Again, has pretty good playing strength for his size. I mean, he's a, you know, shorter player, but he has some, you know, played strength to him, you know, so that's compensates for it a little bit. But he's continued to kind of impress us as he's gained more experience, and a really hard-working kid, a great kid to have on the team.
Size-wise, he kind of looks like somebody that is a slot receiver, but is he somebody who has some versatility because of his speed?
Yeah, he runs pretty well. You know, it's kind of got a kind of a Troy Brown type of build, but I think he's got enough speed to be competitive on the perimeter, yes. You know, he's played a decent amount out there for us in camp, as you've seen, so. But again, that's kind of the, you know, the issue is if a guy can only play one spot, then, you know, how much are you going to be in that, and how, you know, how good is he at doing it versus, you know, a player that's got more flexibility. It just gives you more depth and more options.
No rumor has it Tom turns 39 today. Just wondering, you obviously see Tom behind the walls. You see how hard he works, not only on the field, but in the classroom, in preparation. I'm just wondering how much of him lasting this long at this level has to do with that work ethic and how he works off the field.
Right. Well, first of all, I don't think we want to miss Chris Barker's birthday either.
Okay.
As long as we're celebrating. Yeah, no question. Tom works hard, works very hard at all phases of the game. So, you know, I think you have to play as long as he is.
Any one area that you'd say over the years he's worked harder and harder and harder to stay on the field?
It's pretty hard at everything. Preparation, physical. I mean, he's...
Are you or any of the players doing anything for Tom and Chris's birthday?
Practicing. Thanks, guys. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.